All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with our guest, Leroy Barber, who has written a book, Embrace. It is subtitled God's Radical Shalom for a Divided World. Before we move into the last part of our discussion, Leroy, could you tell people how to get your book?
Yes, so you can get the book on from IVP Press, InterVarsity Press, and that's Embrace, or you can go on Amazon and pick it up as well, either one of those two places. You can also check out our website, thevoicesconference.com or voices-project.com.
And that is one of the ministries that you're currently heading up, right? The Voices Project?
Yeah, so the Voices Project started a number of years ago. Out of all the conversations we've been having, it kind of has brought together those things of like race and culture and how we support leaders of color and what is our look at the gospel and the church through the lens of marginalized folks and people of color. And so that's what this book is all about in some respects, which is why we end with this chapter on Black Lives Matter. You can check out the Voices Conference, but I think I like to kind of end up on this space of part of the reason I think I've rediscovered the scriptures in a way that have brought life to me. And I think, that is, you know, we had James Cone pass away here recently. And I think Dr. Cone, brought something to us that isn't talked about that much, and that is this idea of liberation, right? That the scriptures were meant to be liberating, and that we have made them a bunch of rules, and those rules, if you follow them, then you're okay. And I don't know if that helps us deal with race and culture in the ways that we need to be dealing with it. This idea of like theology is brought to us from below, that Jesus was born in poverty of sorts, right? That he came and was born in Nazareth. Why was he born in Nazareth instead of Rome, right? Why did he use all of these examples of these marginalized folks to bring this gospel? And he really did that as a way of liberating people. And we have gotten away from what it means to be liberated by the scriptures. Can you imagine being the woman at the well and how liberating it was for Jesus to sit down and talk with her and then send her off, and she begins preaching and telling people about Jesus, who changed her life in an instant. Jesus teaches us about giving from the woman who gives a one mite, right, in an offering setting, right? People are coming by giving all their money. Jesus didn't say anything until this woman came by and gave everything she had in this mite. He says, hey, that's what giving is about. Over and over and over through scriptures, we see Jesus using marginalized people as the example of what the gospel is about. And we have changed that story and made it about the people who have money, the people who go to school, the people who have influence. And that is exactly the opposite of the scriptures. And I think we got to get back to that. I think we got to relearn, re-understand our hermeneutic. So that the scriptures and the gospel is alive and liberating instead of this harness around people's necks. Back, re-examine the scriptures, right? Look at them from below, right? Know that when Jesus in James 1, right, talks about the person who, if you invite the person with wealth up into the front,
yes, sir,
that's a problem. But yes, remember, there was a person sitting in the back who read that scripture and was liberated when Jamie wrote that, right?
Yes, indeed.
We think about the person who has been convicted. Think about the person who had nothing, right, who was ushered to the back of a church. And James writes and says, hey, guess what? That's not the gospel. This is the gospel. Imagine that liberating moment for that person. Let's stop imagining the scriptures from a place of power and look at them through the eyes of the marginalized, and they will free us in a completely different way.
You know, as you share that, Leroy, I can't help but think about the assertion that the Lord Jesus made when he said, the meek shall inherit the earth.
Absolutely. Over and over again. I mean, it's a dominant that we've missed.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons I want you to get this book, and I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, I am deliberately thinking in my mind of people of various ethnicities. I'm seeing black, I'm seeing brown, I'm seeing white, I'm seeing males and females, I'm seeing various age groups. I really would like for you to get this book. In the book Embrace, Leroy does an outstanding job of confronting and challenging us without condemning us. He does not condemn, but he does confront, he does challenge, and thereby he empowers us. I really want to urge you to get the book, Embrace. As he shared with us, you can find it at Amazon.com. You can go to InterVarsity Press. You can go to his website. And give them your website again.
Voices-project.com.
All right. Now, if you would, in our final minutes, our final few minutes here, if you would give us your final words of inspiration, something you'd like to leave us with for this day.
I think my final words will be, brothers and sisters, we're in a world that is breaking down across cultures, across race, across nationality, across gender, every way we can think of. Wouldn't it be amazing if it's the church and the people who say they follow Jesus that begins to step into those places and be the bridges for folks to start getting along and loving each other. That could be our role. If we were able to do that, the world would change. So I would like to leave a word, change the world today by bringing some people together who normally wouldn't be together.
That's our thought, ladies and gentlemen.